There are some who consider faith to be an idea in the abstract. Their concept completely denies how faith is, in fact, a concrete foundation, as Jesus spoke about it, which offers wisdom, understanding, and the means by which a positive, productive, giving life path can be created. The Bible is the one true source of and path to God's Word, which empowers, heals, and even teaches us about our current times, believe it or not. Since the Bible is obviously a book, many want to know where to start in it. And yeah, in the beginning is a nice place, but as my next guest shares, depending on your need or question at the moment, your starting point on this day can be any one of the chapters and verses. She offers her walk of faith, provides you with an opening of your spiritual senses with her new book, which is the number one best-selling devotional book in America, Sweet Freedom, a Devotional. She is the former governor of Alaska, former vice presidential candidate, best-selling author, and one of the leading voices of the conservative movement. We say good morning to Governor Sarah Palin. Good morning, Governor.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's an honor to speak with you, and thank you so much for articulating so well what the book is about, how biblical principles actually apply to today's everyday challenges that we're facing as a nation and individually.
Well, that's why the Bible has lasted as long as it has in print and now in electronic versions, because the word is the wisdom and that we all need, and that's we just need some people need a little more help in relating to it and understanding what it offers.
Well, yeah, and that's why I wrote this devotional, a bit different than any other devotional that I've ever read, and I've been reading them my entire life. At this one, it speaks in layman's terms, for one. It's not so hyper-spiritual that it would intimidate anybody, because that's who I am. I can understand it. But, Chris, it speaks to issues today that some people, of course, in a worried world, in tumultuous times, they're looking for answers. People want to hold on to hope, but they're like, well, what are the answers? Things that we've been trying now for especially the last decade or two, they don't seem to be working, so where do we go for answers? And lo and behold, we have the perfect blueprint laid out for us with answers to specific issues that we face today. I was speaking last night to a talk show host, kind of a pop culture talk show host, going, well, you know, like, what specifically would Jesus say about, you know, X, Y, and Z today? And we started talking about gun control. And I said, you know what? Jesus, I tell you, he was a proponent of open carry, because Jesus commanded his disciples in Luke 22, he said, hey, you guys, before we start our journey, you better be prepared to protect yourselves and the innocent. So take up your arms, sell your cloak, sell your purse, whatever you need to sell in order to go buy your arm. Back in the day, it was a sword. Buy that sword, carry it with you, and don't rely on others to do it for you. Defend yourself. So even an issue like the right to bear arms, it's addressed in the Bible.
Also, too, we think of peace in the dove sense, which, you know, certainly the end result is, but the idea of peace through strength. I mean, like John says in 14:27, peace I leave with you, peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of that peace, Jesus didn't talk a whole lot about the kumbaya, you know, hanging out in his robes and flip-flops and playing hacky sack. He was a warrior. He did talk about peace through strength. And then, thankfully, our generation, we got to see that made manifest in the secular and in the political through a president like Ronald Reagan, who believed in we would have peace as we exercise our strength. Well, it's laid out there in the Bible, too, as emulated by Jesus himself, what his nature was, what his character was. He was a tough warrior, and he engaged in really tough battles, even physically, you know, when he overturned the money changers' tables and said, get out of here, you corrupt yahoos. You don't get out of this place. And I'm going to protect the innocent, whether, you know, it's politically correct or not at the time. He was a tough guy, and if we ask ourselves today, well, what would Jesus do, as so often has been a cliche, but also a truth there in a lesson like, what would Jesus do? He is the one who exercised peace through strength also.
Talking with Governor Sarah Palin, her new best-selling book, Sweet Freedom, a Devotional, already number one best-selling devotional book in America, and I have no doubt it'll be number one overall sooner versus later, when you consider the times that we are in as well as the time of the year. SarahPack.com is her website. She's also on Facebook and Twitter. And Sweet Freedom, available, of course, through your favorite online means. Or if you're one of those odd people that still go into bookstores, which I think there's still a few of those left, you can also get it that way. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you think of our country, and we, if you read about the founders, the creators, certainly the signers of the Declaration of Independence, for example, how can you not say that we were not found on a Christian belief?
And of course we were, and I just think it's so sad how far we have strayed, the younger generation not being taught that truth, and the younger generation there's attempts from these confused liberals to confuse the issue and make our young people think that faith should have no part in the governance of this country. But that's what it was built upon. And our founders, as they documented our freedom and as they created our charters of liberty, they dedicated all of this to our Creator, saying, whoa, this land is blessed. We can see it in the abundance of natural resources. We can see it in the work ethic of people who sacrificed all to get here. And then those willing to take up arms to defend the freedom that would be fought for, they didn't take it for granted. And they then codified within our Constitution and our Bill of Rights the abilities and the responsibilities that we would have to ensure in perpetuity that those freedoms be enjoyed by all in the future. That they told us how to do it. And then here, as I say, sad that we strayed so far that young people in America are told really the complete opposite of all of that truth.
Little Jersey Pride on that related note, too. Francis Hopkinson, who was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, was the individual who translated the Book of Psalms into what has become one of the classic book of hymns, including Psalm 119, which by the time he translated that into song was a total of 60 pages alone.
Oh, my goodness. See, more people need to hear from you, Chris, about these little the tidbits, if you will, throughout the Bible and how they, way back when, the divine inspiration that the writer, say, King David, in the Psalm, how he was inspired to write what he wrote way back when, and then today we get motivation from them if we open our eyes, if we ask for God to open our eyes and our heart to receive, say, the Psalms in the way that he intends, how those can give us hope today and how they can lead us in the right direction to get our country and our individual lives, how we can all get back on track.
Right, we have a time with Governor Sarah Palin, her new best-selling book, Sweet Freedom, a devotional, number one best-selling devotional book in America. SarahPack.com. She's on Facebook and Twitter. Her book available at your favorite means of purchasing a book, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, here's my understatement for the morning. To say the least, you have come under attack for a variety of reasons by a variety of people, and that's not unlike what people in everyday life go through in the workplace, in school. You have aggressors against you. What's a verse or what's an anchor verse that you cling to when times like that come about?
Well, one, there are verses throughout the Bible where we're warned, hey, you're going to be persecuted, you know, buck up or stay in the truck. You better learn to handle it, because those of old who were impacting and influential in culture and in governance, they were persecuted too. Look at Jesus, you know, persecuted to such a horrible death on the cross, and yet he was an overcomer, wasn't he? He not only knew that it was coming, but he accepted it, but he also did something about it. And he, of course, I mean, unreplicated ever, of course, he rose above, literally, death and the persecution, and has allowed us now our salvation. Well, we, obviously, never reaching anything close to any kind of pinnacle like that, but we're expected to, A, expect that persecution's coming, but B, don't just sit on our butts and suck it up and take it in and cower down. No, we're supposed to get out there and fight for what we know is truth, and that way we are impacting the rest of the world, and we are giving people some empowerment and some hope so that they, too, can stiffen their spines, and then we all together, collectively, we can all help change this nation for the better, get us back on track. Again, just following what's already been laid out for us via examples and parables and verses and just those truths in the Bible, we would be so much better off if we went on back to that.
And what Governor Palin does with Sweet Freedom, a devotional, It's not preaching at you. It's helping you grow in your spiritual sense and your wisdom. And when you turn to the eternal words, you wind up leaving an eternal mark as your life progresses and comes to at least its physical end. Of course, spiritually, that is the eternity that awaits you. And with I like, too, what Governor Palin does is doesn't just dedicate her study and her focus to either New or Old Testament, because not being critical of pastors who choose to do that, but they are missing out on the full picture and the full wisdom and the full offering that God provides and Jesus provides with his word throughout the Bible. It is Sweet Freedom, a devotional, number one best-selling devotional book. My safe bet is going to be it's going to be a number one overall, too. And you can get it through your favorite means online, bookstores all across the country, on the web, sarahpack.com. She's also on Facebook and Twitter, Governor Palin. A true honor to find out all so much more that faith offers that too many people either deny themselves or don't know how to reach out and find it. You're going to help so many people with that, and I appreciate you taking the time here with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. And, of course, people, they find out where to find those answers through Issues and Ideas, too. And you're doing an awesome job helping to change the world for the better. So keep it up, Chris. I appreciate you.